A federal judge has ordered the Interior Department to decide by Thursday whether to list the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The decision has been delayed before and could be delayed again. But the president of Polar Bears International hopes for a ruling this week. Robert Buchanan says the shrinking ice cover in the Arctic has put the bear in need of special protection.
Without ice, polar bears cannot hunt, they cannot breed, and in most cases they can't den. We're losing ice at a dramatic rate, so the likelihood of us losing polar bears by the numbers of probably two-thirds by mid-century is a very high probability.
Buchanan says even thousands of miles south of the Arctic, in states like Wisconsin, what people do can make a difference. For example, while in Madison this week, Buchanan will ask the DNR to back more planting of trees that would suck in carbon dioxide emissions.
Let's face it, had we had the forests that we had 200 years ago, we could be emitting all these CO2s that we have today, but would have had the filtration system to remove the CO2 and change it back into oxygen, and we'd be just fine.
Skeptics of designating the polar bear as threatened contend shifting wind patterns and not global warming have pushed more ice out of the Arctic, and note that Canada has not sought additional protections for the animals. Some of the skeptics back more oil and gas drilling in the Arctic, an activity that could be limited if the Interior Department rules for the polar bear. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.